With the Big E set to return this September for the first time in 2 years, for it to be a successful fair, there are a number of jobs that need to be filled. The labor market is tight, but pandemic-related unemployment benefits end in early September, and that could prompt people to return to the workforce. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jessica Fontaine, the Human Resources Director for the Eastern States Exposition. The Big E's having a job fair on July 20th. Have you ever done anything like that before?
So we've done job fairs in the past, but we haven't done one recently, and that's because we have such a low turnover. We have people who return to their positions so frequently that we haven't needed to do one in recent years.
So you need to do one now. Is it because of the post-COVID employment situation that we're hearing about?
Yes, that definitely has a huge impact. And I think COVID, not just from the actual pandemic, but people's life circumstances have changed. They've moved to different places. They've had to take different jobs that maybe they wouldn't have done in the past in September, so now they're no longer available. So I would say for the most part it is impacted by the pandemic, and we just need to hire more people than we would have needed to in the past.
How many positions are you looking to fill?
You know, it isn't so much about the number of positions. It's about the fact that we're open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10, 11 o'clock at night, depending on the area, for 17 days straight. So the same types of positions that are open every year are still available, but we have so many shifts that it becomes much more challenging. And for some people, the 17 days is exactly what they're looking for. Other people, you can't get them to work for just 17 days.
What makes a good Big E employee? Who specifically are you looking for?
Well, number one, they need to love the Big E, and they need to love our agricultural mission. That is what keeps people coming back. We have a lot of family legacy employees where children, parents, grandparents have all worked here at the same time, or over time have worked here and stepped into each other's roles, and it continues that way. So we love people who want to be a part of that family atmosphere. That's part of what we do, is family entertainment, and we want it to be enjoyable for our staff as well. Certainly a plus if people have flexibility in their schedules, because again, we're looking to hire for, over 12 hours a day, not meaning that any individual would work that long, but we have so many shifts to fill that if people might be able to work in the morning, they might be able to work in the afternoon, and they might even be able to work at night some days.
And what are some of the jobs specifically that you're looking to fill?
Sure. We are looking to fill roles in our security area, so people who are at the gates checking bags, people who are roving through the grounds, just checking for safety throughout the property. We're looking for supervisors in that area as well. We're looking for people who assist with parking, shuttle driving, retail, custodial, bathroom attendants, trash collection, people who do food and beverage service, a number of administrative-based roles through our foundation, our guest information, vendor information. Our agriculture department is looking for support, particularly in their creative arts areas. And our entertainment area is also looking for a number of staff, particularly stagehands.
And what do these positions pay?
So it depends on the role. Many of them are minimum wage positions. Others that are more of a supervisory role do pay above minimum wage.
It sounds like it's an opportunity to, run away and join the circus, but just for 17 days.
Yes, definitely. Come join the Western Mass Circus team.
Seriously, if somebody is looking for work, your job fair is on the 20th. Give us the details of what people should, where people should go, and what should they bring with them.
Sure. Before they come for our job fair on the 20th, we recommend that they apply for a job ahead. They don't have to. We do have paper applications available, but they can speed up the process if they apply online by going to thebigeie.com/employment, and all of the details are there. Our application is an online application, so you can do it from any device, whether you have your own device or you go to a local library. When they arrive, they're going to come in through gate one, and they'll drive through the property to past all of your favorite buildings to stop at our Farmers Market Cafe. The Farmers Market is located near the Mallory Agricultural Complex. And in that area, they will check in with our staff. We'll find out if they have already completed an application. If they haven't, we'll direct them to complete that application. And then they'll be able to meet with the various hiring managers who are there. If there is a line, our farmers market will be open, so people will be able to browse and shop. Hopefully it's a beautiful day and they can just enjoy hanging out on the property, and we will call people's numbers, so we'll give them a number. That way they don't just have to stand in line. And if it is not as nice of a day, we do have covered area for them to wait as well.
Do you expect that you'll be hiring people on the spot that day?
Some of the hiring managers will be hiring people on the spot, and we'll set up an additional date for people to come back and fill out all of their hiring paperwork so that we can get that done all at the same time as well. So some of the managers are prepared to hire on the spot. Some of them might be collecting information for other managers who are not available during that time. It is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 20th, and we'll refer them as necessary.
And these jobs are posted online, so people who maybe don't come to the job fair can still apply, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The jobs are open until they're filled. We do hope to have things filled by the first week of August as much as possible. However, we will have many vendors who start to come in late August and early September that will also be looking to fill jobs too. So the job hiring won't end with the job fair. There'll still be opportunities.
Are you concerned that, you know, given the employment situation in locally and across the country, that if these jobs go unfilled, that maybe the Biggie experience won't be quite the same for people coming this year?
You know, we feel really confident that the people that have been coming to the Biggie for years love the Biggie. I'm getting an incredible response on job applications since we sent out some press information yesterday. So I feel very confident that we'll fill the roles to the level that we need them, and that the local people will come through and help support the fair in this way that also supports them.